morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how you been doing?
Well, a little cold, but I like the snow.
I don't know. You last week you told us it was coming, and man, you totally jinxed us, and you were right. And yeah, we did get a little taste of it this week.
It just didn't stick.
And it didn't stick, which I'm perfectly happy about, because we still had some more houses to show and sell. It's a little harder to see the yards when it is covered with snow, but yeah, we got rid of it. It did get a little chilly this week, but I'll tell you what, not in the real estate market. We're still hanging right in there. In fact, as we were tracking the numbers as I was preparing for the show, I'll start with our local news story, is that our inventory is remaining about the same. We're in the lower 700s. We're tracking right about 725 homes on the market. But our trailing, what I call the 30-day pending, that average is actually up a little bit. So we have about 360 homes under contract right now. And so it's still, like we talked about, number of months of supply. When you look at that, we're still looking at not much over a 2 to 2.5 month supply of homes. So that market's still staying really healthy. There's a lot of people out there pulling the trigger and getting things done out there in the market. Now, I do know we don't want to miss our crazy celebrity real estate story, and I don't want to bring up bad memories from last weekend, but as I was digging around for the celebrity real estate story, I went back to, I figured in honor of last week's game, I went back to Robert Griffin III, who was previously the Redskins quarterback, if you remember, McKay.
Yes.
Well, he had some injuries, formerly Heisman Trophy winner back in his Baylor days, but had some injuries, but he had purchased a home in that area, and he recently put that home in Virginia on the market at $2.8 million. Now, I was actually surprised about this for that part of the country, though. That's an 8,500-square-foot farmhouse style, and here's the interesting part about this story is he has a tenant in there on a 5-year lease. So if someone did buy it, they wouldn't actually be able to move into it because it's under lease until 2022.
Wow.
Now that happens sometimes, and I love how the listing agent says it's perfect for an investor, but I don't know many investors out there looking for the $3 million house that already has a tenant in. So something tells me he might also have some regrets, amongst other things, about potentially putting such a long-term tenant into a house. And I tell you, around here, it's pretty rare that we would see a rental contract, since we also run our property management division, that you would see a rental contract extend that far into the 5-year time period. So I thought that story was just a hot mess of real estate issues, along with some football issues in there, all tied together.
I was okay with that game. I wasn't okay with the Monday night game.
I figured you wouldn't have been, for sure.
I'm not a big fan of collarbones.
So that was our crazy celebrity real estate football story, all tied up into one. Mm-hmm. Now, on the local front, we talked last week. We've been getting tons and tons of calls and inquiries from people. We actually have a lot of new listings coming on the market. It's still a great time to be selling because of the higher prices. People are also looking at taking advantage of some of the job transferees coming to the area this time of year. But one of the things we talked about was, how do you decorate your house for the Christmas holiday appropriately, we shall say, to potentially still look attractive and in many cases more attractive to buyers that are looking. So I wanted to get an expert in the studio with us to talk about that. We've had him on in years past, and I've seen his work out there, and he does some incredible work. So we have with us Jason Klavansky with Sparkling Clean Windows. And Jason, you and I talked last week, and that because of this other business that you operate, November, you wouldn't think normally is such a busy month for a window guy, but here you are, and I believe you said it's one of your busiest months.
Hi, Lance. Yeah, November is a kind of a crazy month for us. It's a shorter month with daylight savings time, making the days a little shorter. We're trying to get all the window cleaning we can, gutter cleaning, everybody getting ready for the holidays. And on top of that, Christmas decorating.
Yeah, so talk to me a little bit about that. You know, it's always interesting, and I think when people see it was about 2 weeks ago, I also moderate and run a neighborhood message board called Nextdoor. A lot of people in Tri-Cities are starting to join Nextdoor, and it's a great way to lost pets and stay in contact. But I started getting the, who do I call for the Christmas light installs? Who does that around here? How do we do that?
And so Griswold.
I thought, oh my gosh, I got to call Jason. We got to get him on the show to talk about this. So tell me, how did you get into the Christmas light business?
So I'd been doing window cleaning for about 10 years, and at that point I had a few employees. And part of the challenge was we generally slow down around November with the window cleaning. And we had all the ladders, we had all the other equipment and the training to do the windows. And we had a few customers that just said, hey, we got some Christmas lights. Will you hang up our Christmas lights? And so it kind of started with a couple inquiries, and then kind of learned the hard way that it's not that easy just to go and start installing people's lights, and that wasn't really the way to do it. So joined some forums, got some mentors, and learned more about the Christmas lighting business and realized there was a big demand for it in town here. People are busy. They have bigger homes with steep roofs, and it's cold outside, and they don't want to get out there and decorate, but they want to enjoy all the lights and the festivities of the season. So it was just a great add-on to what we already do. We already had the customer base, and so just slowly over about the last 8 or 9 years, we've been offering that service to homes and businesses throughout the Tri-Cities.
You know, and I always think, opportunities like that and businesses like yours, I think it's fascinating when a business moves into a sector that really didn't even exist. I would say like 10 years ago. I think it was a month or 2 months ago, for instance, there was a great article in Time Magazine, and it talked about the business of traveling and rec teams for like baseball and even football and hockey. It's like 10, 15 years ago, you didn't even have these businesses where they ran these leagues and they ran these ranking websites. And it's like a new sector was created. When I look back, I would say 10 years ago, you would be hard pressed to find any company that did commercial Christmas light installs.
Yeah, definitely. There might have been a couple that were maybe on the cutting edge, but definitely not like there's today. Every year, there's kind of new companies popping up doing it. And again, it's just getting to be one of those things where people's lives are getting busier. They value their time probably more than anything, and their safety. And so
I was going to say safety.
Icy roofs aren't fun.
And so. I was going to hit on that a little bit too, because I think one of the things that you're looking at, whether you are a surgeon that does surgeries or you're somebody that, you know, works with your hands in the field, if you're a cook or a chef. I mean, I could go through almost any job, and you're looking at the potential of falling off of your roof and injuring yourself and how much that's going to cost you versus having a professional company come do that. I do think that safety issue, especially if we look at construction trends with higher pitched roofs, I do think that safety issue really comes into play when you're considering calling a company like yours to install Christmas lights.
Yeah, and it's maybe tempting to have your neighbor's kid down the street, come hang up your lights or like I said, waiting for your husband to get out there and do it. But, if you're not used to being on ladders, not used to being on roofs, especially they get icy this time of year in the mornings and sometimes even throughout the day, you got to weigh that out. Is that worth that risk? And so I definitely recommend And if you are going to hire somebody to do that work for you, make sure they're licensed, bonded, insured. Make sure they have experience. They have an L&I account. Unfortunately, there's still a lot of unlicensed contractors that are willing to do that. So whether you look at it on Craigslist or whatever, do your research. Make sure that you, whenever you're hiring anybody to work on your home, make sure that you've done a little bit of due diligence. They have certificates of insurance, current L&I account, because accidents do happen. We've been very, very fortunate to be a very safe company and not have those things, but we still have that coverage. We want to make sure our homeowners and our businesses that we do work for know that they're protected and we're protected in case of accidents.
And that's a great point, too. And we've had Jeff Losey on before with the Home Builders Association and talking about hiring contractors and people in your home. And that is, I mean, that's the first thing that he always talks about when he's here. So I'm glad you brought that up. Now on to some of the more fun stuff. I mean, let's get my Griswold out here and talk about this.
We have seven inflatables.
Yes. The technology has really changed with those lights and what goes on. So talk to me about some of how that technology's changed and some of the specific lighting packages and stuff that you offer. I mean, roof outlines, like what else do I need to know about when I'm considering having lights professionally hung at the house? What are some of the options you're going to talk to me about as a homeowner?
Sure. Well, the first thing, as far as trends and changes, most of you now, I know when we talked about this a few years ago on your show, LED lights was kind of the new buzz, which is light emitting diodes. They're not the old incandescent glass bulbs. They're actually an LED acrylic bulb that has a electronic diode in it that actually can basically be any color. So you can still have white, you can have red, green, blue, any of the traditional colors, but without the heat and with all the energy savings of a LED light. So that's really been the trend over the last few years. We actually don't even do any more incandescent lighting. It's all LED now because you can get the same exact look and all the other energy savings, and the cost has come down quite significantly over the last few years as it's becoming more popular. So
and the glass bulbs, they break.
Yeah. So a lot of people still like the look of the incandescent, but we can give them the same look with LED that's exactly that same golden white hue
now,
look that a lot of people
see,
like.
See, now you're getting very specific, and I have to tell you that I'm one of these Christmas light freaks that when the LEDs first came out, I thought it was too cool of a white. Like,
yes.
I thought it was too bright of a white.
Kind of a bluish white.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But you're saying now they've got the LEDs to where you can go to the golden glow traditional light.
Exactly. Yeah. You can, at a distance, you honestly can't even tell the difference. So the LED lighting technology has come a long way. One of the other cool things that I actually have these on order for my own home is what's called a RGB LED light. And RGB stands for red, green, blue. And I don't know a whole lot about them, so I ordered a sample strand. But you actually, the strand comes with these bulbs, and you can pick any color in the color spectrum. So there's literally thousands of color choices, and you use an app on your iPhone or Android phone to pick the colors you want, and you can switch them. So if you lived in a certain neighborhoods that maybe don't have homeowners covenants, you could actually leave the lights up year round and just switch the color based on the season. So if it's 4th of July, put red, white, and blue lights just with a click of a button on your phone.
Whoa.
And you can run different sequences, and those lights will change to basically any color you can imagine in any color sequence you can. They're still kind of expensive, but I really think that's going to be the trend.
So are you telling me that one night I can have my roof outlined in blue, and then the next night I can change the outline to red?
Yeah, whatever color. You could go red, white, green, anything you want.
Okay,
just with a click on your phone.
Okay, this first segment of the radio show, I have a feeling, just got really expensive. Wow, that's really, really impressive.
Wow.
And I was not expecting to hear that. That is absolutely awesome. Jason, we're about to go into our first break. Before we do, if people have to run out and can't listen to the second half of the show, how can people get a hold of you to talk about Christmas lighting options?
Well, we'd love for you to give us a call. Our number is 586-5550. You can also go onto our website 24 hours a day, which is sparklingcleanwindows.net. And we'd love to help anybody out with questions they have or decorating ideas or window cleaning, gutter cleaning, whatever they might need.
Folks, we'll be right back after this break. We've briefly touched on Christmas light decorating with Jason Klavansky, and we're going to grill him about some more Christmas decorating and professional light installation after the break.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking professional holiday decorating. You see, it's that time of year again. In fact, I think we're better prepared than we ever have been. A couple of years, we might have got Jason out here a little too late, but I think timing-wise now, you still have some time to get some of these lights up. So we're talking about, you've seen out there, and I've always wondered, you know, how do you get the lights so perfect? You've got the occasional person that can make the outline and the roof lines look just incredible, but more and more often we're now seeing professional, commercially installed lighting packages for holiday lighting. And then if we talk about having your house in a resale environment and you have something like this purchased, it really is one of those additional factors. And I got to tell you, with the time change last week, it's 4:30, 4:45, and it's getting dark. People get off work and they want to go see houses. It's pretty impressive when you roll up to a house for sale and it's got professional Christmas lighting on it. Yes. And many times, if you properly write the contract, those lights can go with the purchase of the house. So we wanted to get Jason in here and talk to us a little bit about how that business has evolved. Before the break, Jason, you talked a little bit about some of the technology that's gone on with LEDs. What are some of the other trends that you're seeing out there with new products that are coming to the market?
So one of the things you guys have probably seen over the last couple of years that have really exploded are the laser projection lights.
Oh, I've seen those on houses.
Yeah.
Yes.
You'll see the infomercials. You'll see them at the box stores. They vary a lot based on quality and colors and features. But that's definitely something that, you know, for some people is a good option. It allows them to get some lights on their home. And again, in a safe, effective, very quick and easy way. Doesn't give you the same outline as what getting the windows or the home professionally decorated and lit does, but we like to use it as an accessory for trees. And so rather than not too many people call us to do that to put on their home because it's literally a plug and play and point type of thing, but we have some commercial grade laser lights that we can put on large 30-foot, 40-foot trees that normally would cost, you know, tons of money to get lights on and require lifts and ladders and everything else. And we can shoot a couple of those laser lights up on the trees, and it looks really cool. So good option for people that
so want to. So you kind of have those laser light machines like on steroids, the commercial version.
Exactly.
And if you have that huge tree you've always wanted to see lit up, I've never considered putting those on a tree. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we do a lot of that. So that's a great option.
Okay, good. And then I know another thing that I've seen out there on a couple of the installs that has changed over the years is the motion, like scenes that you have out in front, whether it's Santa on a Harley or, I mean, I can't think of the other ones that have come up, but I know I've seen you have some magazines and you have the ability to order different characters, I believe.
Correct. Yeah, you can get the trains that look like the wheels or the rolling on the tracks. You can get Santa waving. You can get penguins jumping off an iceberg into the water. So yeah, there's lots of different scenes that you can get.
Wow.
To just, you know, be unique and be different, and it's all based on taste and budget and what you want to decorate.
Okay, well, that is fantastic, and I've seen your work out there, and we've had you do work at our personal house, so I know what a great job you guys do, and it makes a huge difference, and it does come down to a time-saving factor for sure. The other thing, why you were here, I wanted you to talk about, is we're starting to see some more precipitation and that type of stuff happen, and I know that while your crews are out there, not only do you do Christmas light installs, but if people are planning those holiday parties or getting ready for the winter, you mentioned a few of your other services, and obviously the base part of your business being window cleaning. Talk to me about some of your window cleaning services.
Yeah, so that's been our main focus over the last almost 20 years, doing residential and commercial window cleaning. As busy as ever, now is a great time. People always say, when's the perfect time to get your windows cleaned? I'm like, hey, you're talking to a window cleaner. Anytime's a good time. But the fall is actually one of the best times because you got the holidays coming up. The irrigation water has been turned off, so you don't have those hard water stains blowing from the sprinklers onto the windows. So it's a good time to get it kind of winterized. And ironically, the windows actually stay pretty clean in the winter because you don't get the blowing dust as much. The ground gets wetter and more frozen tundra type of thing. So it's actually a good time to get the windows cleaned. And people are indoors more, so getting the inside done to, you know, get all the dust and allergens out of your home. We clean out all the tracks and do all that type of thing. We do blind cleaning if you have – doesn't mean we clean windows with blinders on or with our eyes
good.
Closed.
Okay, you're scaring me there.
Wood blinds. We clean those or the vinyl blinds. So getting all those dust and allergens out of your home on the interior as well, any type of mold issues we can take care of and clean. So those are all things that when people are spending time during the holidays, we just want you to be able to enjoy this time of year with your family and not have to worry about it. So we love to help you out with that. We also do gutter cleaning is a big thing this time of year. We actually noticed even this past week, some of the gutters that we were supposed to clean were a little difficult because the water is already frozen in the gutters with these chilly mornings. So if that is something you're looking at, you want to make sure you get those gutters and downspouts drained before we get this freezing and snow, because at that point you can get ice dams, which can be very expensive and cause water damage into your home. So at the very least, get up there or hire somebody to come and inspect your gutters and make sure that your downspouts are functioning properly and draining mm-hmm. properly, so you don't get any water damage.
They get full of leaves and it's like a giant plug.
Yeah, they exactly.
Yeah, well, that is really, really good advice, especially as we start to see more precipitation. We saw some of the snow, and you're getting the snow, and it's melting. And so, having those gutters properly cleaned out can make a huge, huge difference. Folks, we've been talking with Jason Klavansky from Sparkling Clean Windows. We've talked a little bit about the technology that goes into professional Christmas light hanging, and I got to ask you from a homeowner's perspective, how the heck do you get the lights so straight when you're doing these roof outlines? I mean, what's mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to give away all your secrets, but there's a skill set there, and they don't always turn out the same way when you're doing it yourself. How the heck do you guys do that?
Well, like you said, I can't give away all our secrets, but a lot of it's having the right tools of the trade, making sure that you have lights that have professional clips, having the proper clips to be able to mount to the roof in an intrusive way that aren't going to require a million staples or nails into your roof or anything like that is key. So spending the extra money on a professional grade clip that will either hold onto the shingles or onto the gutters is really key to keeping those lights nice and straight, and putting it on every single bulb. You know, a lot of people want to just, you know, tack up every fifth or sixth bulb, and you're just not going to get that straight look when you do that. So basically putting a clip on every single light bulb to holding it straight. Our OCD of our window cleaning really comes in handy when it comes to the Christmas lights, because we have that attention for detail, and what we do is very detail oriented. So that's really carried out over really well for us in our Christmas lighting displays.
Okay, well, I love it. And if you were going to have somebody putting up Christmas lights, an OCD personality there, I think is absolutely perfect. And I've got to ask, because McKay won't let you get out of the studio if I don't ask, is every single one of your light installers, have they watched A Christmas Story with Clark Griswold?
We should make that part of our training, shouldn't we?
Yeah. If that's not part of the training, I want to make sure at least they've watched.
It's definitely one of my favorites.
The key scenes for sure.
I can contribute an Italian twinkling light.
Well, as we wrap up here, Jason, thanks for taking the time to come on. For people that are listening and are saying, you know what, I've thought about a professional Christmas light install, I would like to have somebody come out, give me a quote, look at that. How can people get a hold of you to schedule a quote to have Christmas lights put up this year?
Yeah, our number is 509-586-5000. 5550. Our website is sparklingcleanwindows.net. You can reach us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, any of those times, to give us a call, and we'll be happy to get you a quote. We do recommend you call soon. Our schedule does get very busy this time of year. Mm-hmm. We would love to help you out, but we want to get the lights up. Most people want the lights up by around Thanksgiving, and so we recommend, if that's something you're considering and just want a quote on, we can give you a rough quote over the phone, but most of the time we come out and consult with you. We actually have a software program that shows you what the lights will look like on your home, and something else we didn't really talk about today, but lots of technology there to actually basically preview what the lights will look like, so you know exactly. That also helps my installers know exactly what roof lines and trees we're going to be decorating on your home, so everybody's on the same page before we ever do any work.
Oh, that sounds absolutely fantastic. Well, Jason, thanks for taking the time to come in and talk about a different take on the Real Estate Show this week, and that is properly decorating your home during the holidays, and some also a bonus with some home maintenance tips on windows and gutters. Appreciate everybody tuning in and all the great referrals that you've been sending us the last couple weeks. We've had a lot of radio listeners call in to talk to us about helping them with their real estate needs. Appreciate that. And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.